بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن التباغض والتقاطع والتدابر. There is a next chapter in which we are forbidden from having hatred, malice for one another, and تقاطع, that we break relationship with one another, and تدابر, that we show our backs, we ignore one another, or that when a person is in need of us, then we don't help him, we turn around and go away. So these things are also all forbidden. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, that all believers are brothers. Just like the biological brothers, that they by nature, because they are born from the same mother, from the same womb, they have love for one another, they help out one another, they support one another. Like that we are spiritual brothers, and we are born from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our Nabi and we are his followers. So all his followers, whoever we are, whatever community, clan, race, color we come from, we all should also have these qualities of uniting, of helping one another, of being good and kind to one another. We shouldn't have hatred and hatred for malice for one another. Our hearts also should be clean. By actions also we should be clean. We shouldn't break relationships with one another. And we shouldn't turn our faces and turn our backs on one another. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The believers are such that amongst themselves they are very humble and meek to one another. And with regard to the non-believers, they are strong and hard upon them. Unfortunately, due to the lack of iman and our acquaintance with our deen, we find that amongst ourselves we are hard on one another. Like for example in the family, with the wife we are so hard on her, and let another auntie phone and say, won't you do this work for me, we'll be just too happy. We'll talk so sweetly with her and we'll say, anytime, I'm at your service. Deen has taught me that I must help her, or every person who needs help. And your own wife phones, then you say she's a nag all the time, she can't you leave me alone, troubling me all the time. No, amongst ourselves, we should have kindness, tolerance for one another, and with the other people, that should be the other relationship. And with non-believers, there a person should not have any friendly ties. But today, many of us, with non-believers, we are so friendly, and some of us are such, we can't find enjoyment with friendship with Muslims. With non-Muslims we find that friendship, and we find we are comfortable with them. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. He is the fountainhead of this ummah. He is the father of this ummah, the father of the nation. And those people who believe, who are with him, that is particularly the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And this was the quality, and this should be the quality of all his followers. Ashidda al-kuffar, hard they are on the non-believers. Ruhama'u bainahum, very kind, meek and humble they are amongst themselves. So all this shows that with your immediate people, there should be more humility, more kindness, more tolerance. And with other people, then the relationship should be like that, especially with non-believers. And this does not mean that a person starts fighting with the non-believers, etc., picking up fights and arguing and quarreling. No, there he should just be calm, say calm. Just do his work with them. And with your own people, be kind and tolerant. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه said, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تباغضوا, do not have anger for one another. ولا تحاسدوا, and do not have حسد, jealousy for one another. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا, and don't show your backs to one another. Don't cut relationships. وَلَا تَقَاطَعُوا and do not cut relationships. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا and become the brothers, the servants of Allah Ta'ala as brothers, as one family. The whole ummah must be like one family, all happy to serve Allah Ta'ala and to serve one another. There should be no hatred amongst them. There should be no jealousy. They shouldn't turn their backs and their faces from one another, and they shouldn't cut relations. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَن يَهَجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ الطَّلَاقِ And it is not permissible for a Muslim that he separates from his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. By nature, we are all human beings. When we are close with one another, there will be times familiarity breeds contempt, and arguments and fights will start, but you are only allowed to have that for up to 3 days. After that, establish your relationship again. Don't cut to stop talking. Don't stop having relations with a person for more than 3 days. Up to 3 days, by nature, if something happened, you had some argument, you had some fight, then up to 3 days you are allowed to just keep away. And by then everything should settle down, and then you should again make friendship and contact with one another. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said تفتح أبواب الجنة يوم الاثنين ويوم الخميس The doors of Jannah are open on Monday and Thursday. And these are the days when the record of the deeds are presented also to Allah Ta'ala and to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the doors of Jannah are opened on these 2 days, Monday and Thursday. فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا Then every person is forgiven who doesn't make shirk with Allah. Those who have got tawheed, who believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, particularly on these days, they are forgiven by Allah. إِلَّا رَجُلًا كَانَتْ بِبَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنًا However, that person, those people are not forgiven who between the two brothers, whether it is blood brothers or whether it is Muslim brothers, but they've got a fight on with them and they have got enmity between them and they are fighting, they are not forgiven. For you call and then it is announced and said, أَنْذِرُوا هَذَيْنْ حَتَّى يَسْتَلِحَا Leave these two people's matters alone until they make sulah, they make a friendship, they build up their ties again. Leave their matter in abeyance. Leave it one side. And how sad, how many of us, blood brothers, brother and sister, for years and years we don't talk with one another. And then that forgiveness is also withheld. أنذروا هذين حتى يصطلحا And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show this importance, repeated it again a second time. And again, he said that it is announced and said, leave these two people's matters alone until they settle amongst themselves, then they will be forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Babu tahreem al-hasad. In this next chapter, it is discussed that hasad, jealousy is haram. Jealousy is another serious spiritual illness, and unfortunately many of us suffer from this also. We just can't see the good of somebody else and we become jealous, and this is also haram. And there are two types who are closely related. Jealousy, which is haram, is that somebody has got a ni'mat and you hate that ni'mat being given to that person. You hate that person and you want it to be taken away from him. And another type of similar jealousy, which is permissible, is ghibta. Somebody has got a ni'mat, you see it, you like it, and you would like to have it. You don't wish it must be taken away from him. Somebody is a hafiz, a very good hafiz. You wish I also could be a hafiz. That is permissible. But you wish that he must forget his hips, etc. That is haram. Somebody is a rich person, you wish I also can be rich. That is permissible. And you don't wish, I wish his riches must, he must lose all his money. He must lose everything. That is hasad, and that is haram. وَهِيَ تَمَنِّي زَوَالِ النِّعْمَةِ عَنْ صَاحِبِهَا سَوَانْ كَانَتْ نِعْمَةً دِينًا أَوْ دُنْيًا And this is that you wish that that ni'mat of that person must be taken away, whether it is a ni'mat of deen or dunya. قال تعالى الله تعالى says أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله. What do they make hasad on the people? Do they are they jealous of the people because of what Allah gave them out of His kindness? In other words, when you are jealous on a person, you are objecting to Allah that Ya Allah, why you gave him that ni'mat? He doesn't deserve it. I'm deserving of it. That is what really jealousy means. So it is actually you are objecting to Allah Ta'ala and to the system of Allah Ta'ala. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إياكم والحسد. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, be careful, I warn you against jealousy. Don't have jealousy, it's very dangerous. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارَ الْحَطَرِ. For jealousy eats up your good deeds, just like a fire eats up wood, burns out wood. أو قال العشب, or he said grass. How, when there's a felt fire, and how the grass just burns away. Like that, jealousy burns your good deeds away. You make so much effort to do all good deeds, but because of jealousy, and you did not bring it under control, you did not watch your jealousy, it burns away all your good deeds also. So there is another terrible spiritual disease which really needs treatment. Otherwise a person will be earning on the one side and will be losing. Jealousy leads to a person to make ghibat, backbite. Who you are jealous about, you commonly backbite about that person. And the sum total of that is, you went and make your deposit, but not in your account, in your enemy's account. Nobody in the world will earn money, work hard, prepare his deposit, go to the bank, and instead of depositing in his own account, goes and deposit in his enemy's account. So when we make, when we have hasad, when we backbite, we are earning and we are depositing in somebody else's account. So may Allah save us from this realities, and may Allah grant us our spiritual purity. Wa akhiru da'wana.